Hi, I'm P, and this is my podcast. This is February's podcast. I think I remember where I left off last time, so I'm gonna go from there. We'll see. All right, P, I'd love to hear your thoughts, especially from personal experience, on manifesting generators experiencing manifestor signatures and not self themed. And also if you feel like MGs benefit from informing. I feel like there's a divide in the HD community, and I personally am still experimenting to see what's most true for me. Thank you. So appreciate. Yes. Okay. So my personal experience with manifestor's signature, not self-themed. So I personally, for a long time, thought I was unable to experience peace. And rage was definitely more my thing. I was very angry. And so peace is actually a very important sensation for me. So feeling peace, that's the energy signature for manifestors, everyone, by the way, when they're in alignment. Feeling peace has been one of the biggest, like, manifestations in my life. So I definitely feel like when I take action on the thing that I was manifesting generators, we still act in response because we still have the aura of a generator. But when I take action, it's like I'm instantly met with peace. Take action in response. And when I'm not doing things that people tell me to do, that's very helpful. The energy signature of anger definitely pops up for me when I'm being controlled, a lot like with a manifestor, when they're not experiencing freedom or when they're not like moving the way that they desire to, or they're not following their urges. They get angry. It's this kind of like being contained type of energy. When I get like that, I also get angry. So I definitely experience the energy signatures of anger and peace for sure. Also, do I feel like if I feel like MGs benefit from informing? Okay, so I personally am not an informer. I don't really do that. I just kind of, you know, I respond and then I do the thing. However, if the thing about informing is when what you're doing is involving somebody else, especially like as a manifestor or an MG, then inform, because your energy, when you start moving like with the energy that a manifestor or an MG has, it can feel very intense and like almost scary and like chaotic, like, because it's like people can feel the world shifting almost, and they want to be a part of it, or they want to move out of your way. And so if it involves somebody else, I recommend informing. Most of the things I do do not involve other people at all, so that's why I don't really inform. Cool. Hi, P. Thank you for sharing your energy and earned wisdoms. Like the Z on there. What human design apps or websites would you recommend for a first timer? If you've mentioned Rex before, I've missed it and I'm finally ready to dive in. Woo! Diving in! All right. So the first book I read was Human Design by Chetan Parkin. I recommend that to like everyone that I give readings to, just because it was the first book that I read and I just happened to find it in this bookstore in Ohio when I was like exiled over there. So I would check that book out. It's really dope. I love it. Love it a lot. Vanessa's Human Design Library was big for me because she's also a manifester, and I love listening to manifestors. I just love being in manifester energy. It's just really great. But her library's gone now. So I would just check out anything new that Vanessa Henry does. Her Instagram is at Vanessa Henry. And then I like, let's see, I use Genetic Matrix for charts, and then I compare it to the charts at My Human Design, because apparently that one's like the most accurate, allegedly. So I like to compare charts to each other on there just for accuracy, if that's ever a concern of mine. And just like anyone that you feel called to or pulled to, because Instagram's gonna start popping up people in your For You page. As soon as you start looking at Human Design, Instagram's gonna start popping things up in your For You page. If you feel drawn to anybody's stuff in there, go click it and see if they have resources. But yeah, that's what I do, and that's what I would do. Let's see, what's the next question? Can you please share your experience and journey with developing your relationship with generating business? I guess this is perspective of valuing self in your offering. How did you develop confidence in your offerings? I read somewhere that you have an open heart. I have undefined. Okay. Whew. Child. This is still something that, like, every time I do something new, I have to go through my heart being like, why does anyone care what we do? You are a child. That's literally what, like, anytime I do anything new, it happens. So I get help. I have, like, people that I talk to. My partner also has a defined heart, and so that's really helpful as well. But that's because it's something that's so, like, world rocking for me. It, like, whenever that sensation comes up. So, like, I timeline jump when I'm excited, I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling, like, light. That's when I will timeline jump. If I'm feeling like I'm in the pits and then I'm in the darkness and I'm desperate and I'm sad, I will go talk to somebody. So I recommend talking to someone, getting mentorship. Like, if you want to know, like, what you actually want to do that provides value, talking to people and asking them, like, hey, what do you think I'm good at? Just also depending on, like, your human design chart. That's not really a good thing for me because I'm a 5'2", and 5'2s don't like being told what to do at all. But, like, talk to people. That is definitely what I recommend. Yeah, because, like, confidence is not something that's inherent. To me, it's like I can choose to be confident. I'm not just confident. It's a choice that I have to make. And it usually comes after me, like, crying and then my partner being like, what's wrong with you? Not really. He's not that rude. And then, yeah. Also, like, listening to motivational things on YouTube can be really great if you have an open heart. So, yeah. Also, don't believe that you have to, like, value yourself a ton. Like, you probably need to value what you're offering, or you're not going to want to sell it, because you're going to, like, when you actually sell it, you're going to feel like shit. You're going to feel like, why did anyone buy this? I hate this. But you don't need as much value as, like, you might think. You don't have to be like, my things are the greatest things in the world and they're amazing and they're going to be the thing that changes everybody in the world's life. Like, it doesn't have to be that, you know, dramatic. It could just be like, you know, what I have to say is enough, and there's someone out there who resonates with what I have to say, and that's why I have to say it. That actually is something, like, being in that space is perfect for me. So hopefully that helps. Hey, P, it seems that spirituality, quote unquote, spirituality has turned into another quote unquote manifest destiny mindset where we have people in political power using the law of attraction as well. Donald Trump fake news mentality is what comes to mind for me. Like, whatever he thinks is real, he believes is real, is so do his followers. Do you foresee dangers in the spiritual community? Side note, I have personally experienced the power of my thoughts manifested into reality and aim for a grounded spiritual life. Well, here's the thing about laws of nature. They are not built in with morality attached to them. They are not. And that's why I, like, when I'm talking about manifestation, I remember I tweeted a while back that I wish that manifestation was separated from spirituality, because manifestation is the law of how this reality works. Like, it's mechanics, it's physics. It's not this, like, I'm a good person and I'm meditating in the hills type of shit. You could be a demon. Are all demons bad? I don't know. But you could be an evil ass person and manifest whatever the fuck you want. And so I feel like there's absolutely dangers when it comes to, like, anything in reality. And so trying to avoid danger, I've spoke about this before. Trying to avoid danger and avoid harm, I just don't recommend it. I think that, like, I don't know. I think that's kind of, how do I describe my feelings about avoiding danger and harm? I don't, there's just, it doesn't feel smart to do that. What I will say is, like, what kind of reality do you want to create? What kind of world do you want to exist in? What type of people do you want to be around? What do you want to see for the planet? You become a better manifester than Donald Trump. How about that? Do that. Yeah. Next question. Oh, and then they said thank you for things. Aw, I'm glad. Last question. Hi, P. Did the timeline jump in December and immediately a choice came up in my awareness that I made a decade ago. At first, it felt wonderful, like tension popping up, and it. What? Like tension was popping up, and it should, and I felt I was about to come to peace with the choice and be propelled into my new reality. Well, it's 2 months later and the choice is still present in my mind daily. It's exhausting. I keep asking, what do you need me to learn? But mostly just spinning with anxiety and regret that it's a lost opportunity. I would love any insight about this. Has a timeline job ever propelled you into your past? Thanks. All right. You're about to enter your sad return. You're a 3-6 emotional manifester with feelings cognition. Okay, well, I would stop asking it what you need to learn, because maybe you don't need to learn anything, but you are feeling anxiety and regret about a lost opportunity. And maybe that is what the tension is. Not the choice itself, but the feeling of anxiety and regret. That is the tension for you to talk to, not the situation itself. The thing about situations is that they're not personal. They give you an opportunity to feel something. And it's so important to not try to derive a ton of meaning out of the situation itself, but the feeling that it gives you is what you're going to want to be informed by. So talk to the anxiety, talk to the regret. What's going on with those sensations? What are they asking you to feel? What are they asking you to address? What do they want from you? They maybe want you to know, did you actually lose an opportunity? Or they want you to get to a question kind of underneath that sensation, but talk to the anxiety, talk to the regret. That is the tension that you want to work with and align to move into that new space. Cool. So these podcasts are coming out monthly now. And then when I have an interview, I guess, like, I won't really be answering these when I have like a guest on. But yeah, monthly feels good. I was starting to like want to just delete the podcast. And then I was just like, wait, oh, hold on. It's a little dramatic. When I realized that, I just want to do it less. So that works. Sweet. Peace and blessings, y'all. I'm going to go, I don't know, get breakfast. Some appointments. I'm moving, child. I feel like I'm going to do more video things, but like not giving people advice, because I'm tired of giving people advice on every single like app ever. I'm just going to start recording bits and pieces of my life because that feels cute. All right. Love y'all. Bye.